or for ill. Google version 1.0 searched web pages. Google 2.0 has been reaching outward beyond web pages, omnivorously. Books, news, and videos are three of many categories of information that Google has added to its storehouses, bringing it into conflict with entire industries, book publishing, newspapers, and television entertainment. In other industries, it has acted at times as provocateur, and at other times as a friendly ally of everyone. In the wireless industry, for example, it had sufficient cash on hand in early 2008 to indulge in a playful multi-billion-dollar game with Verizon, AT&T, and other bidders in the federal government's spectrum auction. Google put $4.71 billion on the line for spectrum that it did not really want. A Google manager later described his team's anxiety that it might win. "We kept hitting the refresh button on the browser to see if other companies had bid higher," which eventually they did. Google also has befriended a sizable and still growing segment of the wireless industry since it decided to organize and lead a coalition of companies that will introduce new cell phone handsets based on software that Google designed. Google's growth has not been held back by pride. When it has failed in its efforts to gain new markets that it desires, it will spend the large sums needed to acquire the companies that possess what it seeks. YouTube essentially owned the online video market and cost Google $1.65 billion to acquire in 2006. DoubleClick essentially owned the dominating advertising network that places banner advertising on websites and cost Google $3.1 billion to acquire in 2008. As Google has expanded well beyond web search, introducing new services developed in its own labs and absorbing market-leading companies that it acquired, the company has managed, for the most part, to maintain an appearance of benign innocence. Its senior executives do not speak in the militaristic language common in business, the lexicon of raw ambition, conquest, and mastery. Instead, they speak in the bland language of science and engineering, and the uplifting language of public service. The company was fortunate, during its rise, to acquire a patina of historical inevitability. Every age, coal, steel, oil, has a raw material that defines its historical moment. In ours, it is information, and Google has become its preeminent steward. The sense of historical predestination is illusory, however, an artifact of hindsight. Google's power derives from its financial base, which was built upon an accidental discovery 2 years after the company's founding that plain text advertisements on its search results pages produce enormous profits. Neither Larry Page nor Sergey Brin, the company's co-founders, who met as graduate students in computer science at Stanford University, predicted, nor did anyone else, that those unobtrusive ads would form the foundation of a business that within 7 years would be accorded by investors a historic high valuation in early November 2007 of $225 billion. The ad giveth and the ad taketh away, too. Bright future prospects for those ads drove Google's share price up to its historic peak. And when future prospects for continued growth in ad revenue dimmed, investors' interest cooled. In the last quarter of 2007, Google enjoyed 30% annual growth in the number of clicks on its paid ads, but the growth disappeared in early 2008. When evidence surfaced that the number of clicks in the first 2 months of 2008 was flat, and when dark economic clouds gathered, portending a global recession and a difficult market for ad sales for Google by mid-March 2008, investors sent Google's share price down 45% from its historic peak of $747. Then, when Google reported in April that its ad sales in the first quarter of 2008 had remained strong, its shares soared 20% in a single day. Google's dependence upon text ads is especially remarkable, given that advertising was entirely absent in the original business plans of the founders. When the Google search engine was first made available to the public, visitors noticed superior search results, but they also noticed the service was entirely free of commercial messages. Google spared them the irritating pop-ups, flashing banners, and other mutating forms of advertisements that at that time were competing in an escalating arms race for a visitor's attention on the web.